The worship of the spiritual master, the worship of the guru, is actually the worship of the guru tattva. The guru tattva is the personality or the one who removes the darkness of ignorance. Therefore, when we worship the spiritual master, we offer a prayer: Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya. So one who removes the darkness of ignorance and opens my darkened eyes by imparting the transcendental knowledge. Now, who is actually the one who removes the darkness of ignorance? The darkness of ignorance is actually removed by Krishna. It's Krishna who actually, he is the only one who can actually remove the darkness of ignorance. No one else can. The material nature is in darkness. And the only one who can remove the darkness of ignorance is Krishna, none other than Him. And He did that at the beginning of creation. Just by His glance, He removed the darkness of this material nature, which was in an unmanifest stage. The unmanifest stage is actually the state of darkness. And through His glance, He activated the material nature and became the material nature to become manifest. So that is how the darkness is removed. In the Christian concept, in Bible, that concept has been presented as God said, let there be light, and there was light. So it is He who actually brings the light. And by His just divine will, He can remove the darkness. So, at the beginning again, the first created being, Lord Brahma, was in darkness of ignorance. Even Brahma, who directly came from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose intelligence is beyond anyone's imagination, His ability is beyond anyone's imagination, even that person was in the darkness of ignorance. And Krishna removed that darkness of ignorance by giving him the transcendental knowledge. So, original Guru Tattva is actually Krishna. The Adi Guru is Krishna. But those who represent Krishna, they are also considered to be Guru. So, this personality is worshipped because he is performing certain activity. He is performing certain purpose. It's not the personality who is worshipped. It is the tattva that is worshipped. And ultimately, who is that tattva? As I mentioned, that is Krishna Himself. Now, how does a guru feel, or how does a guru act? At least from my experience, from my understanding, from my realization, I can say one thing, that even though one performs the role of a guru, he himself never feels that he is a guru. He feels that he is the disciple of his guru. He is simply representing his spiritual master. Therefore, I personally consider that whatever worship is coming to me is actually due to Shri Prabhupada. Is not meant for me. I, as a raya medium, am supposed to offer it to Srila Prabhupada. And that is what constitutes the disciplic succession. To the disciple, he is a guru, but he is a disciple of his guru. That is the identity of a spiritual person. And therefore, I will honestly admit, I feel very self-conscious, I feel very unworthy, and to a great extent, I feel extremely embarrassed to accept this worship. That's why I took the opportunity to turn this occasion, my birthday, which, following the standard of ISKCON, started to become quite a fanfare, I would say. I turned that occasion, turned that day, into Srila Prabhupada Memorial Festival. And there had been times when, on this day, I just didn't even come out of my room. I remember in 1998, I was in New Vrindavan in America, in West Virginia. I was there with my team, we were filming, and I gave that day a break. We were filming Abha Charan in New Vrindavan. And on that particular day, I decided that we'll have a break, no shooting, and we'll have a break. And the whole day, I just stayed in my room. I read and chanted and meditated on Srila Prabhupada. And I think I had the most wonderful birthday on that day. And it was going fine. Like, I was kind of celebrating Prabhupada Memorial Festival, but a grand occasion, grand festival, wherever we were. And devotees also enjoyed very much that celebration, glorifying Srila Prabhupada, remembering the importance of Srila Prabhupada's appearance, the special significance of Prabhupada's arrival in America, the special significance of Srila Prabhupada's spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. But ever since I came to Ujjain, things started to take a different shape. Usually I used to have Prabhupada Memorial Festival in the morning. It used to go on till midday. Then we used to have Prabhupada Pushpanjali, and then we used to have a nice, very nice feast. But in Ujjain I was rather forced to have this evening ceremony, and it started to become bigger and bigger. Like, I remember last year, just this queue continued for about 3 hours. This time it was not so bad, it went on for 1 hour. But last year, I don't know how long it will go on, I just gave it a break today, but last year it went on for 3 hours. And I started to realize that, I mean, Prabhupada Memorial Festival that we celebrated during the day became rather insignificant compared to that festivity of the evening. And this time, therefore, I started to seriously consider what to do, and I'll tell you what I decided to do. I decided that this time, from now on, I agreed that I will accept the Guru Puja from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock. That's why I stopped at 7. I'll accept the Guru Puja for 1 hour, which I did for 1 hour. And now we will turn it into Prabhupada Memorial Festival evening session. The garlands that you all are bringing, so I'll offer it to Srila Prabhupada. You'll bring it to me, and I'll give it to Srila Prabhupada. And what we'll do is, we'll do the offering of garlands for 15 minutes, And then for 15 minutes I'll speak on the glory of Srila Prabhupada, the importance of Srila Prabhupada, the significance of Srila Prabhupada's appearance. So, do you think it's alright? Or not alright? Don't you think it'll be wonderful? And I'll also tell you what I wanted to. Another thing is that I want to do something rather meaningful with a special objective that will have some special spiritual benefit. That is, that around this time next year, along with Srila Prabhupada festival, I'll have a seminar, a retreat, and that will be a festival for 7 days. And for 7 days we'll have intense spiritual program for the 7 days. And that is the way to actually associate. Like to tell you frankly, I don't think I'm associating with you now. So many of you came, and I know all of you want to speak to me, want to spend some time with me. But look at me, what's my condition? 300-400 of you came just for 3 days, and I am busy, I'm tired, I don't have time, I can't even speak to you. And I feel really bad that you took the trouble to come. And with a lot of, naturally, I know you came with a lot of expectation, but I'm not able to fulfill that expectation. And I can remember that, I can understand it very well. Because I remember when I first went to meet Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada came to Kumbh Mela, I was in Mayapur. From Mayapur we went to Allahabad to attend the Kumbh Mela, Prabhupada was there. As soon as I arrived, I got out of the bus, and the first thing I did is ask the devotees, where is Prabhupada's tent? They told me where Prabhupada's tent was, and I just ran. I thought that I'll just go to Srila Prabhupada and I will offer myself to him. I didn't realize at that time that to meet Srila Prabhupada would be so difficult. But with that expectation, I just ran to meet Srila Prabhupada, and then I found that there was a big-bodied devotee who was standing at the gate, entrance to Srila Prabhupada's tent. And the tent was actually protected by a corrugated wall created by corrugated tin sheets, and there was an entrance. And so he just stopped me and he said, you can't just go to Srila Prabhupada like this. Come in the evening, Prabhupada will give darshan, then you can come and see him. And well, I don't think I was disappointed, but it came to me as a realization that I can't just walk into Srila Prabhupada's tent, because there are 10,000 people who are just dying to meet Srila Prabhupada. And it's not virtually possible for everyone to just walk into Srila Prabhupada's tent and have his darshan. And so it's not that I'm trying to say that I am also as rare as Srila Prabhupada, but what I'm trying to say is that I can understand the expectation with which you come. You think that you'd come and I'd be there to spend hours together with you, but I'm so sorry, I feel so bad that I'm not able to do that. And that's why I decided that next year, what I'll do is I will just have a seminar for 7 days. And those 7 days, practically 8 hours a day I'll spend with you. And you know how I'll spend with you? How I'll spend the time with you? From 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock will be deity greetings and Guru Puja. Then 7 to 8 o'clock we'll have... it will be different because the temple has a specific schedule. Okay, let me put it this way. Half an hour deity greetings Guru Puja. 1 hour sitting in the temple room chanting the Maha Mantra, all sitting down together, chanting japa together for 1 hour. Then Bhagavatam class, 1 hour. Then breakfast. And then from 11 to 1, the seminar. I'll have a specific topic, and there'll be a seminar on that. And after the seminar, lunch, and then again we'll meet in the evening. And for that evening program, there'll be a solid 1 hour kirtan, roaring kirtan. Everybody who is participating has to be in the temple room and participate in the kirtan for 1 hour. And after that, after the kirtan, for 2 hours, we'll have Prabhupada Katha. And every devotee will have to speak on Srila Prabhupada. And I expect, that's what I was doing last few months. This is how I was actually associating with the devotees and giving my time to them. And I can tell you that everybody was so enlivened with this program. And won't it be wonderful that this is how we can actually very systematically spend time together. And then we can have association, darshan, question answer sessions, and personal meetings also we can have. So that's how I decided that I will have some programs next year. So now what I'll do is, those who are waiting to offer garlands, you can come over and I'll offer your garlands to Srila Prabhupada, and I'll give Prabhupada's remnants to you. Those who get a garland will get a garland from Prabhupada. Thank you. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Oh, I just remember, just one minute. I forgot to translate it into Hindi. I mentioned that I will. Hare Krishna. मैं पांच अगर लगभग 5 मिनट लेंगे हिंदी में जो मैं बोला था संक्षेप में इसका अनुवाद करने का. मैं कह रहा था कि गुरु पूजा का मतलब है, गुरु कोई व्यक्ति का पूजा नहीं, गुरु तत्व का पूजा है. गुरु का मतलब है जो अज्ञान के अंधकार दूर करते हैं. तो इस अज्ञान अंधकार दूर करने वाला कौन है? अज्ञान अंधकार दूर करने वाला है कृष्ण. तो गुरु पूजा का असल मतलब है कृष्ण की पूजा. और कृष्ण के प्रतिनिधि के रूप में जो हमारे अज्ञान अंधकार दूर करते हैं, उनको भी हम गुरु के रूप में देखते हैं और उनको भी हम पूजा करते हैं. ये है गुरु पूजा की विशेषता. और श्री गुरुदेव कभी नहीं सोचते हैं कि वे गुरु हैं. गुरुदेव हर समय सोचते हैं कि उन्होंने अपना गुरु का शिष्य है. उनका ये सौभाग्य है कि उन्होंने एक सद्गुरु के आश्रय प्राप्त हुए हैं. इसलिए उन्होंने जो कुछ उनके शिष्य ने जब गुरु के रूप में उनको जो कुछ देते हैं, वे सब उन्होंने अपने गुरु को अर्पण कर देते हैं. इसका अर्थ होता है ट्रांसपेरेंट वाया मीडियम, अर्थात स्वच्छ माध्यम. माध्यम के द्वारा कोई वस्तु और कहीं जाता है. जो आप कुछ दे रहे हैं, ये श्रद्धा, भक्ति, प्यार, फूल के रूप में, माला के रूप में, ये सब किसके लिए है? ये सब कृष्ण के लिए है. तो आप हमें दे रहे हैं, मेरा कर्तव्य है कि मैं मेरा गुरु को उस वस्तु को अर्पण करेंगे और उन्होंने श्री कृष्ण को निवेदन करेंगे. तो इसलिए मैं अब सोचा कि अब जो कुछ आप अर्पण करेंगे, ये सीधा मैं श्रील प्रभुपाद को निवेदन करेंगे. और मैं जानता हूं कि जो बाहर से आए हैं आप लोग चाहते हैं कि मेरा साथ या मैं आपको सही समय दे सकते हैं, बल्कि आप इतने दूर से सब आए हैं, बल्कि मैंने आपको कुछ भी समय नहीं दे पाया, इसलिए मैं बहुत शर्मिंदा हूं, मेरा खेद हो रहा है। तो इसलिए मैं सोचा कि अगले साल मैं एक हफ्ता भर, सात दिन भर के लिए एक प्रोग्राम रखेंगे, और उस सात दिन तक हम कुछ ऐसे प्रोग्राम रखेंगे कि सात दिन हर रोज 8 से 10 घंटा मैं आपके साथ रह सकता हूं। तो ये आशा करके मैं अगले साल के लिए तैयारी करने का कोशिश करूंगा। हरे कृष्णा, सबको बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद। हरे कृष्णा।